Well, I think we've got all our bases covered, and we are just about set for women's basketball as the Dort College Defenders take on the Friends Falcons. And the crazy thing about these classics, from a sports information director's responsibilities and a sports director at a radio station's responsibilities, getting the broadcast on the air can sometimes just simply run into game time, and we are there right now as we get set for this contest. You take care of the other sports information directors and their needs, and you plug away, and before you know it, it's time to start another contest. We're going to get started just a little bit early for this one. The Dort College Defenders coming off a win over Viterbo yesterday by 24 points, while the Friends Falcons ended up losing by some 30 points to the Northwestern Red Raiders yesterday. The Friends Falcons are 11-3 this season. They feature one of the top scorers in the nation, and that is Sean Sellers. Their starting lineup looks like this. So he will start number one, Betty Akathutu, a 5'8 junior from Cyprus. Number two is Sean Sellers, a 5'8 senior from Dallas, averaging 24.4 points per game. Number 23 is Ioana Posey. She is averaging 9.7 points per contest. Number 24 is Lexi Evans, a 5'7 sophomore from Austin, Texas, averaging 10.2 points per game. And number 33 is Mackenzie Vining, a 5'9 junior from Caney, Kansas, averaging 8.4 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 3, Kenzie Bausma, 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon, Iowa. She is averaging 6.9 points per contest. Number 4 is Kim Cruz. She's a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.9 points per game. Number 23 is a 5'9 senior from Pella, Iowa, Paige Ingbers, averaging 9 points per contest. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6 points per game. And number 31 is Shea Palama, a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.7 points per game. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We've got the opening tip controlled by Friends, and the Falcons have the basketball. They are the white-jerseyed team today. And the Friends Falcons working the offense. If you can't tell, I'm multitasking yet to this five-minute early start. It's great on the back end. But on the front end of things, makes it a little hectic. Driving right side, kick out pass, Sellers. Sellers, free throw line jumper is up and hangs on the rim and falls through. Sean Sellers with the two-point basket, and that is not the strength of her game. The strength of her game is steals. She has over 80 steals per contest. Her strength is getting to the rim and creating, but that time she knocks down a jumper. And she gives Friends a 2-0 lead. Extending out the zone defense is Friends. They show a few different zone defenses. Driving in is Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the drive. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play called against Akathutu. Akathutu whistled for the personal foul. Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line. 2-0 our score. Dort College trailing. Rinesmith steps to the charity stripe for her first free throw attempts of the day. And the first one for Rinesmith is up and through. And the Dort College defenders make it a 2-1 contest pending another free throw. Rinesmith, second free throw is up and good as well. So Annie Rinesmith, a 68% free throw shooter, knots it at 2-2. 2-2 our score. So Dort College ties it a minute into the contest. Here's Friends into the opposite, into the offensive end. Sellers had a fast start in the game with Northwestern yesterday, but then Northwestern adjusted their defense, and eventually Friends wore down the Falcons. With the basketball, they pass it over to Sellers, three to shoot. She'll let fly with a three, and she hit it. If she's going to do that today, it's going to be difficult for the defenders to match it. Sellers, boy, she gets out very quick off the dribble. She will be a handful. We will see what Dort College has to do to counteract her. Driving in with a left-handed layup is Sellers after a steal, and she has all seven of her team's points thus far, so another steal for Sellers. And Sellers gives her team a 7-2 advantage. 7-2 our score with the basketball. On the right side is Bausma. Bausma dumps it off for Palama. Palama back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the lane, and it's swept away by Sellers. Picked up by Friends. Sellers, jump stop. Her shot is good. 9-2, and it's been all Sellers thus far. She's averaging 24.4 points per contest, and the North College defenders facing a zone defense that really extends out. And Sellers plays the point of a 1-2-2 zone, and you've got to have someone that's athletic enough to cover from the three-point line down to the block and then get back up to the free throw line or the three-point line and then the opposite block, and she is athletic enough to do that. She'll play a ton of minutes here today. She did yesterday. Took her a little while to get her points. She got 7 in a hurry at the end of the contest. Ended up, I believe, with 30. Dort College basketball. That foul was called on Akathutu. Akathutu whistled for her second personal foul. Pass goes into the corner. Rinesmith lets fly with the three. No good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Sellers. Sellers with the basketball. Sellers goes left side over to Evans. Evans dumps it down low. Friends basketball. Pass right side over to Sellers. Sellers matched up with there by Palama. Sellers to the free throw line. Nothing there. 15 to shoot. North College trailing 9-2. 3 minutes into this contest. With the basketball out front is Vining. Vining gives it up to Sellers. Sellers with the basketball. Right side. Nothing there. Retreats back over to Sellers. Another three. Missed that one. Left it short. First one she's missed today. And the North College defenders get the rebound. She was 4-for-4 up to that point. Kim Cruz on the right wing. Kim with the basketball. She passes left side over to Ingbers. Page with the basketball. Back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith comes back right side over to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz working it. Comes back over to Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball. Ingbers inside to Cruz. Cruz shot no good. Therefore, the rebound and the putback is Palama. Now, that is where Dort College may have an advantage today, and that is in the post. Friends does not have a ton of size, and Palama gets the putback. Dort College trails 9-4. 9-4 our score. With a basketball, jump shot in the lane is off the mark, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College, it'll be Friends basketball. Friends basketball. And the Falcons toss it in. Falcons with the basketball, Vining. Pass into the lane, Sellers. Kick out pass, three on the way, is up and good. Three-point basket for Lexi Evans. Evans knocks down the triple, and the North College defenders trail 12-4. 12-4 our score. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith comes back over to Ingbers. Ingbers, right wing. Comes over to Bausma. Bausma driving in with the right hand, lays it up good. Kenzie Bausma led the team in scoring yesterday with 13, and the defenders trail 12-6. 12-6 our score. Back the other way we come. Friends with the basketball. Working it into the lane of Sellers. Dort College really collapsing when she puts the ball on the floor. Here's Sellers. Sellers in traffic. Her shot no good, but she was fouled before the shot. Marlon Schoenhoven says the foul came well before the shot. So even though Sellers fired it up, it will be out of bounds. Friends, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in for Friends will be Macy Lozen. Lozen playing in place of Akathutu, who's on the bench with two personal fouls. Sellers on the left wing. She gets the return pass, left corner, 25 to shoot. Drives into the lane, off balance, shot no good. Palama able to get a player a little more physically. Touch pass by Gaysink, intended for Bausma. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by the defenders. It'll be Friends basketball. Friends with the basketball. Friends based out of Wichita, Kansas. Cross paths with them occasionally. Back when Dort College had men's and women's tennis, you would cross paths with Friends when you reached the regional stage. They had a pretty good tennis team back then. Driving in right side, and we have a travel violation called against Friends. And that's going to go against number 5, and that is a player that I didn't anticipate seeing here today. We'll double-check who that is for Friends. Number 5, Ashley Seaton. So Seaton in the ballgame at an off guard. Into the front court as Cruz dances across the timeline. Never got all 3 points. Never got both feet and the ball over the half-court stripe. And we've got a travel violation whistled against the defenders. And we'll go back the other way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. With the basketball, this is Sellers. Sellers, right-hand drive, puts it up off of the glass, good. That's going to be a problem all day. She's got 11 points, 11 of her team's 14 already. I believe she accounted for the other one with an assist. Baseline jumper, no good by Evabold. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort. It will be Friends basketball. Friends throwing it in. And the Falcons bring it up. Bouvier back over left side. And losing the basketball. Here comes Dort College. Gasing comes away with the basketball after the turnover by Tiara Bouvier. Rinesmith in traffic. Her layup is good. Annie Rinesmith with 4 points. She's trying to attack the gaps. And the way Friends extends the zone defense out, there are going to be some gaps. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Friends. Off of the miss shot by Sellers in the lane. And a little over 4 minutes into this contest, Dort College trails 14-8. 14-8 our score. Bringing the basketball up will be Flown. Flown, right side, Bausma. Bausma beyond the three-point line. Pass comes reversal over to Cruz. Cruz loses it. It's down on the floor, picked up by Friends, ahead to Sellers. Sellers, one player to beat, drops it off for Bouvier. Bouvier's shot good. Bouvier with a two-point basket, and the North College defenders trail 16-8. Tipped away on the pass into the front court. Lexi Evans got a hand on it. Sends it out of bounds. North College will regroup and inbound the basketball. Right side pass comes over to Bausma. Bausma with a dribble. Two players around her. One of them, Sellers, gets a hand on it. Picked up now by Evabold. Evabold back to Gasing. Gasing into the corner. It goes to Flown. Flown shot no good. Weak side rebound. Evabold. Jumper by Gasing no good. And the rebound is cleared by Sellers. Sellers with the basketball. Sellers long pass into the front court. And the ball's out of bounds. Last touch by Friends. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College gets the basketball back. 16-8 our score. And bringing the basketball into the front court will be Flown. Flown goes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith dribbles out of pressure, gets it over to Landers in the right corner beyond the three-point line. Still a zone defense applied by Friends. And taken away on the weak side. Here comes Friends. Sellers passes it off. Gets the return pass to Sellers. Sellers shovels it back outside Bouvier. Bouvier three. Right wing off the heel. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Gasing. Dort College trails by 8. Friends seems to have controlled play thus far. Pass goes right side over to Landers. Landers feeds it underneath to Evabold. And it's taken away by Friends on the weak side help. Here come the Falcons. Drop it off for Sellers. Sellers basket good. Another two for Sellers. She has 13. And the Dort College defenders trail 18-8. Right side Landers. Landers with the basketball. Landers gives it up left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Gasing. Gasing shovels it off to Evabold. Evabold basket good. Rachel Evabold with a two-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail at 18-10. 18-10 the score. Bringing the basketball up. Friends. 1:45 remaining. First quarter of play. Bouvier passes over to Sellers. Sellers left corner. Sellers driving in against Landers and is fouled on the play. Not a bad foul for the defenders. They've got some to give. Rio Landers whistled for the personal. That's foul number 2 on her. Four new players checking in for the Falcons. And it's an out-of-bounds play. So four new players in for the Falcons. 1:36 remaining. First quarter of play. So throwing the ball in will be Friends. Bouvier passes it off, fires it underneath. Shot taken by Friends and Posey. Posey unable to finish in the lane. Here comes Dort College. Gasing splits the defense. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And Jamie Gasing will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jamie Gasing, a 100% free throw shooter so far this season, 4-for-4 this year. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics, by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Gasing makes both free throws. Defenders trail by 6, 18-12. Defenders trying to chip away. Friends basketball. Seaton passes left side. Comes back to the top of the key, working it over to Posey. Posey gives it up. Now gets the return pass to Posey. Posey puts it up, blocked by Eva Wold. Fall away jumper on the right baseline is up and through. Knocking down that fadeaway was Charity Lamell. So Lamell with her first 2 points today, and the defenders trail it 20-12. 1-2-2 zone still applied by Friends. Kim Cruz driving into the lane, puts it up and good. She's fouled on the play, and it's 20-12. 20-14, beg your pardon, after the made basket. Pending a free throw attempt here for Kim Cruz. She can make it a 5-point ball game. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Missed free throw by the defenders. And Kim Cruz, her first basket of the day, averaging 8.9 points per ballgame. Rinesmith has it off of her leg, out of bounds. And Friends will have three new players checking into the ballgame with 25.7 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Friends will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in is Evans. Evans with the basketball. Evans feeds it underneath Sellers. And a foul called underneath the basket. And that foul is going to go on Eva Vold, I believe. That's foul number one on her team, foul number three. Still no shots for Friends. 18.7 seconds left to go. Pass goes into Sellers. Sellers feeds it underneath, and Eva Vold gets called for a push underneath the basket. That's foul number two on her. So in the span of about 2 seconds, less than 2 seconds, Eva Vold goes from no foul trouble to two fouls, and she's likely going to sit for a while now. Friends inbounding the basketball. Macy Lozen. Lozen throws it in right side, drops it in. 16 seconds to go. Out front with the basketball is Sellers, working against Bausma. Passes it off, left wing. Nothing there. No fadeaway. Shot no good. Rebound off of the glass. No good. And the rebound tipped, and that's the end of the first quarter. Our score, Friends 20, Dort College 14. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Annie Rinesmith passes right side. She gets it away to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball, picks up her dribble, passes into the right corner, back over to Angbers. Angbers to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball, top of the key. Rinesmith looking, gets it away to Paloma. Paloma reverses it left side over to Cruz. Cruz jumper, left corner, no good. Rebound Friends, run out Sellers. Sellers driving in against Paloma, dumps it off. Short shot in the lane is up and good, and that was created by the offensive pressure put on by Sellers racing down the floor, and Lexi Evans gets the bucket. It's 22-14, an 8-point advantage for the Falcons. driving in, Rinesmith. Rinesmith down to the corner, Bausma. Bausma, baseline jumper from 15 is good. Kenzie Bausma with four. And the defenders trail by 6, 22-16. Driving in is Sellers. Sellers, basket, good. She's got 15. Sellers with 6 2-point baskets, plus a three. Already to her credit here this afternoon. Rinesmith in between the circles. Passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, picks up her dribble, passes left side. Coming up with it is Ingbers. Ingbers looking. Paige Ingbers gets it back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith at the top of the key, right side now pass over to Cruz. Cruz fires it to Paloma. Paloma middle of the lane, too strong off of the glass. Rebound cleared by Friends. Friends with the basketball. Friends over to Akathutu. Akathutu pass goes left side. Into the corner goes Sellers. Sellers, right side pass, Akathutu. Akathutu with it on the wing, picks up her dribble. Shot is up and good. A three-point basket for Lexi Evans. Evans now with eight, and the defenders trail by 11, 27-16. A 7-2 run to start the second quarter for Friends. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Picking up the dribble. Left side it goes Ingbers. Ingbers comes back over to Bausma. Bausma right side. Rinesmith beyond the three-point line on the wing. Comes back over into the lane to Paloma. And Paloma's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation whistled. That was whistled on Paloma. She didn't put the ball on the deck quickly enough. Pass goes left side. On the wing is Bouvier. Bouvier to the free throw line, elbow. Comes back right side. Friends basketball at the top of the key. Now driving in with the right hand, off balance shot, no good. And a foul called on Akathutu. She did not have inside position. She crawled the back of Kenzie Bausma and gets whistled for the personal foul. That's Bouvier's first free throw, first foul. No free throws. That's foul number one in this quarter on Friends. We had a total of five free throws shot in the first quarter. Neither team ever ended up in the bonus. Right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball, picks up her dribble, fires it cross court over to Ingbers. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Giesink. Gets it back over to Pruitt. Pruitt's basket is good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. She'll go to the free throw line now for a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play and trying to draw it down to a 10-point ball game. Dort College by nine. Down by nine, I should say. Abby Pruitt. Pruitt to the free throw line. Her shot is good, so Pruitt converts a three-point play. It's Friends basketball. And coming back the other way, Friends gets the basket. That's Sellers. Sellers makes it a 29-19 ball game. With the basketball is Giesink. Giesink comes back over to Flown. Flown shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Rio Landers. Landers with a three-point play opportunity, trying to cut it down to seven again. It's 29-21 right now, pending the free throw. Free throw on the way for Landers is off the mark, no good. Landers not a great free throw shooter, 5 of 14 so far this season. 29-21 our score, Dort College down 8. For College, trying their best to contain Sellers, but so far she's got 15 of her team's 29 points. Lexi Evans has another 7. Floating it up off the glass, shot no good by Friends. Rebound taken away by Giesink. Here comes Dort College, down 8. Pass ahead to Pruitt. Pruitt's shot is up with the left hand, good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have cut the lead down to 29-23. A couple of baskets for Pruitt to go along with a free throw on a three-point play. And that forces Friends to use a timeout. 29-23 our score. Friends basketball. Falcons playing for the lead. Three-pointer rims out, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Sloan. Sloan ahead to Bausma. Bausma driving in, and Bausma hits the floor hard as she collides with Lexi Evans. And I don't believe it'll be free throws yet. That foul's called on Lexi Evans, and for Lexi Evans, that is foul number one. Throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop will be Flown. Flown triggering, gets it into Cruz. Cruz on the right wing. Back over to Pruitt. Abby Pruitt with it on the wing. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz right side to Flown. Flown's pass tipped and taken away by Friends. Coming up with the basketball is Sellers. Sellers kick out pass. Shot by Evans is good. Lexi Evans with the three. She's got a couple of threes and a couple of twos, and it's back to a 9-point ball game at 32-23. Pass through the lane taken by Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Bausma. Bausma floats it up on the baseline, and Bausma is going to be called for a charge. Bausma with a charge on the right baseline. Runs over the top of a player. Flown will check out of the ball game. Checking in is Ryan Smith. Also checking into the contest is Paloma. Checking out will be Rio Landers. And Friends, the Falcons, will bring it into the front court. Walking the ball into the front court is Evans. Evans goes left side over to Lozen. Lozen to Sellers. Sellers, kick out pass, three on the way for Vining. Off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma to Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College. Rinesmith, right side, Pruitt. Pruitt comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Pruitt. Pruitt on the right wing, puts it on the deck one time, twice. Now passes back out front to Cruz. Cruz, to Pruitt. Pruitt, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Paloma. Paloma, kick out pass, Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Pruitt. Pruitt, pull-up jumper from 15 is good. Abby Pruitt with 7 points. And the Dort College defenders trail by 7, 32-25. Well, Pruitt, a little more quickness. Gives Dort College a little more athleticism in their lineup right now. And she matches up against that zone a little bit better. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. Pruitt, long pass into the front court intended for Paloma. And it's tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by Paloma. It will be Friends basketball. Friends basketball. And the Falcons will bring it up. Pass right side. This is Sellers. Sellers. Left wing, Evans. Evans with the basketball. Gives it up, Vining. Vining goes right side to Mullinax. Mullinax to Sellers. Dort College collapsing as soon as she puts the ball on the deck. There's two players around her. Ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College, and it will be Friends basketball. Friends basketball, 32-25. 3:43 remaining in this first half. Friends to throw it in. Friends with the basketball. Shot on the way. A three. Too strong. No good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt has a player open. Cruz. She tries to find Cruz. And we have a foul called in the backcourt against Mullen. That's going to be called against Sellers. That's foul number one on Sellers. So free throws on the way for Pruitt as Dort College is in the bonus. Pruitt with 7 points here in the first half. First free throw no good by Pruitt. Another one on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Second free throw is up and through, so Pruitt makes one of two. And the defenders trail 32-26. 32-26 our score. And the ball goes into the corner, and it's last touched by Friends. It'll be Dort College basketball. And bring the basketball into the front court. Dort College, Gasing tries to feed it into Bausma. Bausma back over to Rinesmith. 1-3-1 zone applied here by Friends. Sellers with another steal. Sellers with a layup. And for Sellers, that is her 19th point. 34-26. Well, if Dort College doesn't take care of the basketball, she's going to make you pay. She plays at the point of both their 1-2-2 zone and their 1-3-1. Cruz with the basketball, guarded closely, finds Bausma. Bausma scoop shot, good. Kenzie Bausma with 6 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 34-28. Dort College down six. Pass out front to Evans, and we've got an illegal screen, I believe, called on Friends. Foul's going to go on Noder, her first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're closing in on the end of the first half. With the basketball out front is Rinesmith, examining the 1-3-1 zone. Reverses over to Cruz. Cruz on the left wing deep. Comes back over to Paloma. Paloma at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Rinesmith. Rinesmith has Bausma open in the corner. Now they find it. Cruz. Reversal over to Gasing. Gasing baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. Tap out by Bausma. Controlled by Cruz. No. The ball's on the floor. And a scrum. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Friends basketball. Well, Pruitt has been a spark plug for the defenders so far. Right now she's on the bench. She's got 9 points. That's a new season high for her. She had 8 against Cal Maritime and 7 against Midland. Falcon basketball out front. They pass it on the wing. This is Evans. Evans to Sellers. Sellers at the free throw line. 1:44 remaining. 6 to shoot now, 5, comes back to Castellanos. Sellers off the dribble, her shot no good, but there for the rebound and the putback attempt is Tori Castellanos, and she is fouled on the play. Her team trails by 6, 34, I beg your pardon, her team leads by 6, 34-28. So 2 free throws on the way for Castellanos. First free throw is up and good. Not much margin for error there for Castellanos. The line drive, but she bottoms that one out, sends it to the bottom of the hoop. Another free throw on the way. Second free throw is up. That one's no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Rinesmith. 1:31 can counting. Pass to Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Friends, and the Falcons come away with the basketball. Friends with the basketball. Pass comes right side. Sellers down to the baseline, guarded there by Bausma. Comes back over to Castellanos. Castellanos with it. She gives it back right side to Sellers. They look for Sellers again in the corner. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Castellanos, no good. Rebound Sellers, shot no good. Again, a fight for the basketball, and Sellers is tied up on the play. This time it'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Sellers, over 1,300 points for her career, 272 steals. That is an unbelievable number. I would imagine she's school's career leader or nearing the career leader in that category. 35-28, Dort College down 7. Dort College with the basketball, Pruitt. Pruitt with the left hand. Abby Pruitt passes into the corner, Gasing. Gasing jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Sellers for Friends. Sellers will bring the basketball into the front court. And Sellers will have it near midcourt. 2 second difference, shotgun, less than a second actually difference, shot clock and game clock. Sellers looking to the bench for direction. 11 seconds now. 9, 8. Sellers wants a set play. She's at the left elbow, kicks it out. 3 on the way is up, no good. And that's going to end the first half. Our score, Friends 35, Dort College 28. Friends has led from the outset. We had one tie. That was at 2-2. And we're at halftime. Friends leading by 7, 35-28. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM.
You know,
here are the halftime numbers for Dort College, shooting a very good 11 of 23 from the floor. Still 0 for 5 on threes. They shot 7% from the three-point line yesterday. They have yet to hit a long shot here today, and they trail by 7. They're 6 of 9 from the free throw line. 12 turnovers by the defenders here this afternoon against a very quick team that uses zone defense almost exclusively. And the defenders trailing by 7 at this point. Dort College does have a 21-16 rebounding advantage. Friends is 15 of 36 from the floor, 4 of 11 on threes, and 1 for 2 on free throws. Dort College is led in scoring by Ebby Pruitt. She has 8 first-half points. That's a new season high for her. Sean Sellers has 19 points for Friends, 9 of 14 shooting from the floor. We'll take a look at all of the first-half statistics in a moment. First-half numbers, let's start with Friends. Sean Sellers leading them with 19 points. Lexi Evans has 11. Right there you have 30 of their 35 points. 2 points each for Charity Lamel and Tierra Bouvier. 1 for Tori Castellanos. 4 rebounds each for Sellers and Posey. 3 for Tori Castellanos. Sean Sellers with 4 assists. And she also has 3 steals in 18 minutes and 49 seconds of playing time. For the defenders, Kenzie Bausma has 6 points. Kim Cruz has 2. Annie Rinesmith has 4. Shea Palama has 2. Ebby Pruitt has 8. 2 each for Jamie Gasink, Rhea Landers, and Rachel Evabold. 3 rebounds for Shea Palama. 4 rebounds for Jamie Gasink, 2 for Rio Landers, 2 for Bausma, 2 for Cruz. 2 assists for Jamie Gasink. Dort College does not have a steal yet in this afternoon's contest. Friends has forced 7 turnovers via steal. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Hey. Coming up this week on KDCR, Dort College Basketball Wednesday evening as the defenders will travel to Omaha, Nebraska for Great Plains Athletic Conference women's play starting at 6 o'clock at the Lead Fitness Center on the campus of the College of St. Mary. That same evening, Dort College men will be playing at 6 o'clock here at the DeWitt. That game will be available on a webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. There will be a live video web stream along with play-by-play provided by Christian Zylstrom in that contest. Friday night of next week, Dort College back into the Great Plains Athletic Conference battles as they will face Concordia. That's a 5 o'clock start time for the women and a 7 o'clock start time for the men. And then Saturday afternoon, a 2 and 4 o'clock start time as the defenders face the Mount Marty Lancers. Women's Game 2, Men's Game 4. It's on KDCR 88.5 FM and also on KDCR885.com. Dort College men's basketball coming up later today. That'll be about a 5 o'clock start time. The defenders will be facing the Mayville State Comets. Tune in again at that point for the men's basketball game this afternoon. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half from the DeWitt right after this.
Where Dort College...
Well, the Gremlins at work a little bit this afternoon, it appears. The Dort College defenders missed the first 28 seconds or so of the second half. Well, things had been working flawlessly for a day and a half, and I thought we were in the clear, but Dort College trailing by 7, 35-28, 9:20 left to play in the third quarter. Driving in with the right hand, shot no good, rebound cleared by France and the France Falcons playing with a 7-point lead. They pass it over to Sellers. Sellers three, missed it, too strong, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds, last touched by the Dort College, by the France Falcons. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking into the contest will be Alyssa Flohn. So Flohn checks in, Ryan Smith will check out. 9:04 remaining, third quarter of play. The Dort College defenders throw it away. And Dort College right now in trouble with the pressure defense applied by Friends. Friends nearly forcing a turnover. They didn't force one, though, because Sellers was unable to control it as she fell out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball, and now we have a conversation happening between two of the officials, and I believe it may be related to, was there a change of possession? Should there be a shot clock reset or not? And right now they're going to go with a shot clock reset. Not sure that, pass by Angbers is taken away by Sellers. Sellers with a two-point basket. She's got 21. 21 points for Sellers, and she is creating problems with her defense. As I said, she has nearly 300 career steals, and she has spearheaded the Friends Falcons to a 9-point advantage, 37-28. Ryan Smith back into the ballgame with it. Gaysink back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith. Left side pass goes over to Cruz. Cruz to Palama. Palama in the lane. Her shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Sellers. Sellers, long pass into the front court. Comes back right side. The trailer is Akathutu. Akathutu driving into the left hand. Her shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Gaysink. Gaysink to Bausma. Bausma driving into the right hand. Her layup is good. Kenzie Bausma with 8 points. And the defenders back to within 7 at 37-30. 37-30 our score. Driving down is Sellers. Sellers. Kick out pass. And we've got a foul called on the defenders and Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Friends will inbound the basketball. Akathutu triggering it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass goes in to Sellers. Sellers off of the glass, good. Sellers with 23, and the defenders trail 39-30. Sellers creates so many issues, and a steal. Long pass into the front court for Sellers. Cruz gambles for it, unable to come away with it. And Sellers with a steal and a basket. She's got 25. 25 points for Sellers. 7:20 remaining in the third quarter. Down to the baseline. They give it up to Palama. Palama to Cruz. Cruz to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt gives it up to Palama. Palama down low to Bausma. Bausma with 10 points. And the defenders trail 41-32. Akathutu with the basketball. She passes right side to Tiara Bouvier. Now Sellers. Sellers on the right side. The pass on the left wing. Ball is taken away by Palama on the rebound. Here comes Dort College. Pruitt. Pruitt at the free throw line. Hesitates. Thinks better of it. Now pulls it back out. Pruitt goes left side back over to Cruz. Cruz double teamed and coming away with a steal. The Friends Falcons. Friends up and running with the basketball. Now a pass into the backcourt. Pruitt had a hand on it. Friends comes away with it. Right side pass goes over to Evans. Evans shot no good. There for the rebound is Akathutu. Akathutu with a two-point basket. And Friends has a 43-32 advantage. 43-32 our score. Timeout. Dort College, you're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and Frame Repair, a certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, and by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Core Values Matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Also by the Van England Hubbard Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Left side pass goes over to Gaysink. Gaysink swing pass right side. Cruz. Cruz looking down low. Instead, they come back over to Pruitt. Pruitt left side over to Gaysink. Gaysink three players around her. Comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt right side. Cruz sets. Fires three on the way. Nope. Good. Rebound fought for, and Akathutu is called for a foul on the rebound. Gaysink had inside position, and Akathutu bumps into her. 5:55 remaining. Throwing the ball in will be Pruitt. Pruitt gets it into Bausma. Bausma with the ball. Bausma to Palama. Palama to Pruitt. Pruitt goes right side back over to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Loose basketball down on the floor, picked up by Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Palama. Palama to Pruitt. Pruitt to Gaysink. Gaysink trying to fight it and fire it underneath, intended for Bausma. And the ball is deflected and picked up by France. Falcons basketball. Betty Akathutu with it. Pass goes right side, and nailing the three is Lexi Evans. Evans with 13. And the lead has grown to 14 at 46-32. 5 minutes remaining. 5 minutes and 15 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Cruz down to the baseline, firing it out front. Gets it to Pruitt. Pruitt right side, Gaysink. Gaysink back to Pruitt. Pruitt at the top of the key. She goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz back to Pruitt. Pruitt, 17-footer, right side, good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. She's got 10. And Kenzie Bausma hits the ground hard. Dort College trailing 46-34. 46-34, our score. Throwing the ball in will be Friends and Lexi Evans. Evans inbound, gets the ball inbounded, gets the return pass now. She passes right side. Pass out front. Castellanos. Now Sellers. Sellers. And traveling with the basketball is Bouvier. Dort College gets it back, leading by a dozen, trailing by a dozen, I should say. 46-34. Driving up the floor with it is Pruitt. Pruitt with it. Pruitt gives it back over to Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith with the basketball. Rhinesmith gets the return pass. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Evavold. Evavold left elbow. Back outside Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith three. Missed it. No good. Rebound tipped and goes out of bounds. Last touch by Friends. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in. This will be Gaysink. Gaysink looking, still looking, throws over the top, finds Pruitt. Pruitt at the top of the key. She goes right side. With it is Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith over to Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Rhinesmith back to Cruz. Cruz right side. Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith underneath Gaysink. Gaysink unable to knock down the short shot. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold to Pruitt. And Pruitt is fouled on the play. Pruitt will go to the free throw line, where she is 2 of 3 today. So two free throws on the way for Pruitt. Pruitt entered play as an 80% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. And by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. Pruitt makes one of two. And she is now 3 for 5 this afternoon. Kick into the corner, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz has a player open on the left, drives all the way to the hoop, lays it up, gets the foul, and she will go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. She'll try to cut it down to an 8-point ball game. Currently it's 46-37, pending the free throw. Kim Cruz, 0 for 1 today from the free throw line. She's got 4 points. Free throw on the way for Cruz is up and through. So Kim Cruz makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. And the defenders trail by 8, 46-38. Friends basketball out front, Sellers. Sellers with a basketball. Sellers gets the return pass in traffic. Her shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Sellers with 25 already. 25 of her team's 46, and then you throw in 13 for Lexi Evans, and it doesn't take you much more to get to 46. And now Sellers with another free throw, another point, I should say, on the free throw. She's trying to extend it to a 10-point lead. Ryan Smith will check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders right now, Flown, Cruz, Gasing, Pruitt, and Epavold. Sean Sellers, a couple of main free throws, extends the lead back to 10, 48-38. Pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz fires it over to Pruitt. Pruitt puts it on the deck. Comes back left side over to Cruz. Cruz, right side Pruitt. Pruitt with it on the wing. Pruitt picks up her dribble. 8 seconds left. Now goes to Cruz. 5 to shoot. Down low it goes to Gasing. Triple team. Comes outside Pruitt. Pruitt, right corner, flown, shot, no good. Evavold with a rebound. Now Pruitt in traffic, her shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Pruitt will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Couple of free throws coming for Ebby Pruitt. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Pruitt makes the free throw. Pruitt now with 12 points. That's a season high. And she'll try to add another free throw. She was 2 for 3 from the free throw line in the first half. She's 2 for 3 here in the second half. 4 for 6 with another free throw coming. Free throw on the way by Pruitt is up and good, so Pruitt makes the free throw. She's 3 for 4 here in the second half. And the defenders trying to hang around and give themselves a shot in the fourth quarter, trailing 48-40. Driving in is Akathutu. Akathutu fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Alyssa Flown. Flown whistled for the personal foul, her first. And a free throw on the way for Akathutu. This one's up and good. So Akathutu makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Akathutu makes them both. And the North College defenders trail 50-40. Flown passes to Pruitt. It's taken away by Friends. A run out for Sellers. Sellers' basket is good. 29 points for Sellers. With the basketball on the right side is Pruitt. Pruitt goes left side over to Flown. Flown lost it. Now it's down on the ground and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Pass comes right side. They feed it underneath for Bausma. And Bausma unable to reel it in. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Friends basketball. 52-40. Friends in front. So the Friends Falcons with a 12-point advantage, and they've stretched the lead out. Every time Dort College has made a little charge, getting to within 8 or 9, Friends pushes it back up to double digits and maintains control. Shot on the way by Akathutu, no good. Rebound comes out long. Here comes Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt driving in, puts it up with the right hand. Shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Tipped out, controlled by Sellers. Sellers up the floor. Sellers driving right side. Akathutu, Akathutu, three-pointer. Good. She has 7. And Friends extends the lead back to 15, 55-40. Pass left side over to Cruz. Cruz has it poked away from behind. Here comes Friends. Falcons force another turnover. Pass goes to Sellers. Sellers dumps it back. And Akathutu with the two-point basket. She's got 7, all in the third quarter. And the lead has gone from 48-40 to 57-40 in a hurry. A 9-0 run right now by Friends. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. 57-40. Friends has a 17-point lead. Sellers again harassing out front. Picking the basketball up in the corner. They go over to Engbers. Engbers tries to pass it back over to Cruz, and Cruz is called for over and back. .46 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Friends leading 57-40. Right side with the basketball is Evans. Evans on the wing. Evans to Sellers. Sellers, free throw line. Comes back to Akathutu. Akathutu loses it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball, and the shot clock is off. 26 seconds remaining in this contest. In this third quarter, I should say. Dort College down 17. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith over to Cruz. Cruz. Right side it goes to Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. 11 seconds. Pass goes into the corner. Engbers. Engbers pass. Tipped out by Sellers. It will be Dort College basketball on the sideline. Throwing it in will be Bausma. Bausma triggering. Bausma to Rinesmith. 4 seconds left. She's at the top of the key. Puts up a long three. In and out, no good. And that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Friends 57, Dort College 40. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, Sioux Center, 722-0101. Also made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Pass goes left side over to Sellers. Sellers now posting up as she looks for the return pass. Dort College looks like they might be in a zone defense here. Well, sagging man, Evavold, sags back into the, she doesn't leave the lane, does Evavold. And more or less a zone defense. Two-point basket for Akathutu. And the Dort College defenders trail 59-40. An 11-point run by Friends right now. Evavold had it, lost it, picked up by Sellers. Sellers, a two-on-one break. Sellers drops it off. Ball's loose, picked up by Engbers. So Paige Engbers comes away with a steal. in the backcourt. Forced Sellers to give it up and was able to swipe the ball in the process. Fort College into the offensive flow. Left side pass goes over to Ingbers. Ingbers free throw line to Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz tries to fire it underneath, and the ball is deflected out. Foul called on the play against Akitu. I beg your pardon. That's going to go on Posey. That's four fouls now on Posey. And a substitute coming in for Friends. Falcons tossing it in. They get it in to Bausman. We've got a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on Friends and Vining. Vining whistled for the personal foul. 59-40 our score. Gasing gets it in to Bausman. Bausman over the basketball, comes back out front. Left side it goes to Ingbers. Ingbers into the corner to Gasing. Gasing reverses it back over to Cruz. Cruz jump stop. Her layup is good. And they're going to wave it off and call a travel violation on Cruz. 59-40 our score. Travel violation after the jump stop by Cruz. And here comes Friends leading by 19. With a basketball is Bouvier. Bouvier down to the baseline, Vining, and Vining is fouled on the play. Vining will go to the free throw line. That's her second. She will go to the free throw line, I should say. The foul is charged to Dort College and Paige Ingbers. It's number two on her. Free throw on the way, no good by Vining. Averaging 8.4 points per game. She's not scored yet this afternoon. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. So Vining makes it. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Gasing. Gasing goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz fires it to Palama. Palama gives it up Gasing. Gasing pull up from 13 is good. Jamie Gasing with 4 points. Stops the run at 11 points. I beg your pardon, at 12 points, as Vining had one free throw to make it 60-40 at the time. Now it's 60-42. 8 minutes remaining. And we've got a travel violation coming back the other way. That's going to go on Bouvier. 8 minutes remaining. Friends in control of this one. to 42, the score. Pruitt will bring the ball up. Pruitt. Left side, Gasing. Gasing down to the baseline, and Gasing loses it out of bounds. It was poked away from behind by the Friends Falcons. And Gasing will toss it in. Gasing triggering. And she gets it in to Cruz. Cruz right side over to Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline in traffic. Her shot is good. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Kenzie Bausma with 12 points following up her 13-point performance last night. With 12 points here today. Foul is charged to Castellanos. That's her first. Dort College back to within 16. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Bausma misses the free throw, so the score remains 60-44. With it out front, they pass it. Goes over to Vining. Vining to Castellanos. Castellanos, return pass. Left wing, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Sellers. Sellers on the right wing. Sellers had 10 points in the third quarter. She's got 29 for the ball game. They feed it into her in the post. Castellanos back to Sellers. Sellers comes back right side. Evans. Evans with the basketball, and we've got an illegal screen called on Castellanos. Castellanos whistled for foul number two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at Team Realty SC, NordicCollege.com. Pass over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Cruz. Cruz comes back outside Pruitt. Pruitt might have traveled with it. Gets it away to Gesink. Gesink's pass to the top of the key. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Actually, it wasn't tipped out of bounds. And it will be Friends basketball. 6:51 remaining. Fourth quarter of play. Friends in front, 60-44. There will be another men's contest following this one. That'll be Northwestern versus Oak Hills Christian. Nothing there for Akathudu. Back over to Sellers. Sellers three, missed it, no good. Rebound, though, and the putback for Posey. Ioana Posey with her first 2 points today, averaging 9.7 points per contest. And the defenders trail by 18, 62-44. Foul called on the other end against Friends. So foul called on Posey, and Posey will foul out of the contest with 6:27 remaining. Posey will check out of the ballgame. Checking in would be Mullinex. And Eva Vold will check into the ballgame. Paloma will check out. Free throw on the way for Bausma is up and through. Bausma now 1-for-2 from the free throw line today. 13 points for Bausma. 62-45 pending another free throw. This one's up, and that one just barely grazes the front of the iron and falls to the floor, and it's picked up by Friends. Friends with a basketball. Friends back over to Mullinax. Mullinax to Sellers. Sellers pass out front. Akathudu. Akathudu shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming away with the basketball is Bausma. Bausma to Pruitt. 6 minutes remaining in the contest. Eva Vold, left side pass to Gesink. Gesink to Cruz. Cruz misses the three. Gets her own rebound back. Shot off of the glass. No good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma's putback attempt no good, but she has fouled on the putback attempt. And the Dort College defenders trail 62-45 with free throws on the way for Bausma. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Free throw is up. Free throw is down for Bausma. Kenzie Bausma makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. 14 points now for Bausma. And another free throw coming. This one's in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Friends. Dort College could be a little bit closer if they made the free throws, but have not made charity tosses consistently here this afternoon. Moving screen, and we've got a foul called on Friends and Kendra Brohl. Brohl whistled for the personal. It's foul number one on her. Dort College basketball bringing the ball up is Pruitt. Pruitt goes over to Cruz. Cruz driving in with the right hand is Eva Vold. Her shot no good. There for the rebound and the putback. Her shot no good. And we've got a jump ball called on the rebound. And it's going to be Dort College basketball. So a tie up on that jump ball. Dort College throwing it in will be Jamie Gesink, and it's tipped and stolen away by Friends. Friends up and running. Akathudu with the left hand. Her shot is good. 11 points for Akathudu. Dort College trails 64-46, 5 minutes remaining. Cruz with it on the left wing. Kim back over to Pruitt. Pruitt right side Gesink. Gesink back to Pruitt, and it's taken away. Sellers with a steal. Sellers driving into the left hand, good. Sellers with a two-point basket, she's got 31. And the lead is back to 20, 66-46. Shot right side over to Gasing. Gasing to Bausman. Bausman dribbles it out of bounds on the baseline. 4:35 remaining. Left to go in regulation. Friends 66, Dort College 46. Substitutions coming in for the Falcons. On the floor right now for the defenders, it's Bausma, Gasing, Pruitt, Cruz, and Landers. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member, FDIC. On the baseline, Falcons working it around. Shot on the way is off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing doesn't have the numbers, stops, feeds Pruitt. Pruitt, right side Landers. Landers 15-footer from the baseline, missed it, no good. There for the rebound and the putback is Kim Cruz. Cruz with seven. 66-48, 3:59 remaining. Friends basketball comes right side. This is Ellis. Ellis driving in, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt pass into the front court intended for Landers. Picked up by Cruz. Cruz with the basketball back over to Pruitt. Pruitt has the dribble, and we've got a foul and illegal screen called on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for foul number two. Well, barring a something completely out of the ordinary here, Dort College is going to fall to 500 for the year, while Friends will improve to 12-3. This is a very good Friends team. They were at the national tournament last year. And they're going to check players back into the ballgame here, up 18. Gasing with the basketball after the turnover. Pruitt left side over to Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. Cruz right side, Gasing. Gasing jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Landers. No, it's wrestled away from her. Here comes Friends flying up the floor. Pass goes into the corner. Nothing there. Back over to Akathudu. Akathudu with a pass. Back over to Bouvier. Down to the baseline is Brawl. And Brawl is fouled on the play. Brawl is fouled. Dort College trailing by 18. So free throws coming here. First free throw is up and good. This is the first free throw shot by Brule this season. She averages 0.4 points per contest. Another free throw on the way for Brule. Brule, a 5'7 sophomore from Atchison, Kansas. This one's off the mark, misses to the side, and the rebound is cleared by Bausma. Back we go the other way. This is Pruitt. Pruitt at the half-court stripe. 2:46 remaining. Gasing's pass is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Friends Falcons. It'll be Dort College basketball. Friends' three losses this year are in two GPAC teams. They're rated number 15 in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. That came out in mid-December. The next one comes out in early January. Actually, January 10th will be the next poll released out of the Kansas Collegiate Athletic Conference. Friends and Tabor, along with Kansas Wesleyan, are the front runners in that polling. Friends, the only undefeated team in their conference at this point. Peyton Harmson with it on the left side. Harmson will put up a long three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's down on the floor. Fight for the basketball, and it will be Friends basketball. Friends will have the basketball after the turnover. And the Falcons bring it back the other way. Down 19 are the defenders. Pass to Sellers. Sellers goes right side, Vining. Vining puts up a three, missed it, no good. Gets her own rebound back down to the baseline, cut off. Vining harassed there by Landers, trying to keep her in the corner, unable to do so. Here comes the pass. Runner in the lane is off the mark, no good. Fight for the basketball and a tie up. No, we've got a foul called. Foul called against Friends. And the North College defenders will shoot free throws. And Peyton Harmson will shoot the free throws. Harmson, 0 for 1 this season from the charity stripe. She'll shoot a pair here. 67-48. Friends in front with 150 remaining. Free throw by Harmson is no good. She's got another one coming. 67-48. A second free throw on the way for Harmson. This one's up and good. So Harmson makes one of two. 67-49. Friends right at their season average of 71 points per game, just a shade under it. Three-pointer on the way, and just like that, they're right at their season average. Lexi Evans with 16 points as she buries a three-point basket. Friends extends the lead to 70-49. Pruitt with the basketball, comes back to Pruitt. Pruitt trapped, comes back over to Harmson. Harmson lost it, picks it back up, gets it over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Engbers. Engbers three from the corner, good. Paige Engbers with the three-point basket, and the defenders trail 70-52. 1:10 remaining. Down to the baseline is Sellers. Sellers pass into the lane. And Abby Pruitt's going to be called for a foul on the cut into the lane. Foul number four on Dort College in this quarter. So Friends not in the bonus yet. Friends inbounding the basketball. And the pass taken by Bausma. Bausma shot in traffic, no good. A shot by Friends, no good. Here comes Engbers. Engbers with the basketball. Engbers to Pruitt. Pruitt right corner, Fetters. Fetters down to the baseline. Fetters tries to find Bausma, and Bausma unable to hang on to it. Here come the Friends Falcons, dropping it off. Shot is up and good. Wild shot that time by the Falcons. It's 38 seconds remaining. 72-52. Friends in front by 20. 30 seconds and counting. Harmson three, missed it, no good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma has the shot blocked. Rebound cleared by Friends. Friends with the basketball. Ball's down on the floor. Back and forth basketball, and now we've got a over and back violation called against the Falcons. And Engbers will throw it in. Pruitt gets the ball at half court. And that'll pretty much do it. Dort College working it over to Bausma. Bausma to Harmson. 8 seconds left now. 7-5. Comes back to Engbers. Engbers. Right side Harmson. And Harmson's shot is after the buzzer. And that's the end of the ball game. Our final score. Friends 72. Dort College 52. Back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Coming up, the Wireless World postgame wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 72-52 decision with the Friends Falcons. Friends number 15 in the country in the most recent NAI coaches poll. That came out in mid-December. A new one will come out in early January. The Dort College defenders trailed from the start. We had one tie that was at 2-2. Friends used a 12-0 run to pull away from a 48-40 advantage to a 60-40 advantage when it was all said and done, and that really decided this contest if it was going to be close or not. And the Friends Falcons coast in for the 72-52 win. Dort College today, 19 of 48 from the floor, 1 of 13 on threes, 13 of 21 on free throws. While the Friends Falcons were 29 of 67 from the floor, 7 of 23 on free throw, three-pointers, 7 of 10 on free throws. Dort College committed 29 turnovers. Friends had 13. We'll be back with a rundown of all the numbers right after this. Here are the numbers for today's ball game. We gave you the team numbers already. Individually for Dort College, Kenzie Bausma had 14 points, 6 of 7 from the floor, 2 of 5 from the free throw line. She had 13 last night. She ends up with 14 today. Abby Pruitt had 13 points, 4 of 6 from the floor, 5 of 7 on free throws, 7 points for Kim Cruz, 3 for Paige Engbers, 4 for Annie Rinesmith, 2 for Shea Palama, 1 for Peyton Harmson, 4 for Jamie Gasing, 2 each for Rio Landers and Rachel Evavold. For Friends, they were topped by Sean Sellers, 31 points. She was 14 of 22 from the floor, 17 for Lexi Evans, 13 for Betty Akathutu, 2 for Ioana Posey, 1 for Mackenzie Vining, 2 for Charity Lamel, 2 for Tierra Bouvier, 2 for Liasha Baker, 1 each for Kendra Brule and Tori Castellanos. Rebounds, Akathutu had 5, Sellers had 8, Ioana Posey had 7, 3 for Mackenzie Vining, 2 for Charity Lamel, and 3 for Tori Castellanos. 6 assists for Sean Sellers, 6 steals also for Sellers. For Dort College, 7 rebounds for Kenzie Bausma, 5 for Kim Cruz, 4 for Shea Palama, 8 for Jamie Gasink, 5 for Rachel Evavold. 1 steal each for Kenzie Bausma and Kim Cruz. All totaled, Friends had 17 steals. Dort College had a pair of steals. Dort College is now 8-8 this season, while Friends University is 12-3. And as I noted earlier, Friends, the number 15-rated team in the country in NAI Division II basketball. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson is here now after her locker room visit with her team. And the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 72-52 decision. And Coach DeWitt-Severson, team competed well, I thought. The effort was there, but too many turnovers against a type of zone defense that we probably won't see much of that type throughout the course of the season. Hard to get ready for that in one day. And Friends took advantage of their quickness here this afternoon.
Yeah, we said if we were going to compete in the second half, we were down by 7, I think, at half. And we said if we were going to compete, we had to keep it under 20 turnovers, and we had more turnovers in the second half than in the first. So that was definitely disappointing, but I think you're right. Our effort was there. I mean, we played so hard, and I'm so proud of the girls in that aspect. We out-rebounded them, which, you know, you probably will when they shoot that many more shots than you. But on the offensive boards, I think we had 15. I thought Kenzie was incredibly aggressive on offense and on defense today. I think number 2 had 17 points in the first quarter and 11 for the rest of the game or something like that. So I guess I'll take that effort. Now we just have to figure out how we're going to clean up our fundamentals a little bit.
Couldn't shoot the ball real well this weekend. You end up with a couple of made three-pointers total, and some of that is in this game here this afternoon. Your players who are better shooters from the perimeter, this type of game isn't suited for them. And, you're caught in a catch-22 situation there.
Yeah, you know, we had to have a little bit quicker athletes in the game, and unfortunately our two best shooters, that's not necessarily the strength of their game. And the other teams were pretty small, and, you know, Paige has some size on her, so that was unfortunate. But, yeah, we got to figure out a way to get Peyton and Paige more shots and keep them on the floor for us, because they are two people that get us going sometimes when we're going through lulls offensively. But we were able to find in the first half, I think we shot 44%. It was the second half that I think killed us offensively. So we have to learn how to play complete games.
Maybe saw a little glimpse of what Abby Pruitt can do on a consistent basis here this afternoon. At least we hope.
Yeah, Abby, you know, I have a lot of faith in Abby. She's had to adjust to the college game quite a bit. I thought she actually was the one guard who played really composed all day. There were a couple times she made some freshman mistakes, but she finished strong. She elevated well. She hit a couple mid-range jumpers. I think she was 5 for 7 from the free throw line. So it was nice to see her have a great night. And then I think having Kenzie Bausma, I think on the weekend she was 12 for 14 from the field. And just played incredible. I mean, she was incredible. Offensive rebounding, posting up. She hit a couple jumpers. She got to the rim. And so having a freshman and a sophomore play that well today against a really tough team, I think that gives us a lot of hope for the future.
College of St. Mary on Wednesday, and then a pair of games over the weekend in Great Plains Athletic Conference action 1 week from now. All of your attention, obviously, on College of St. Mary on the road on Wednesday night. What do you know about the Flames at this point?
They play a little bit like friends. They're small and scrappy, and they try to pressure you into turnovers. And so we're going to have to do a lot of work if we're going to be able to compete with them. We definitely want to get our first conference victory. You know, we're 500 right now, and I think starting the new year with a win would be a really great start for our team.
Coach DeWitt Severson, thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you next week. That's Coach Katie DeWitt Severson. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 72-52 decision, and Dort College now 8-8 this season, and they'll be looking for the first Great Plains Athletic Conference win. That comes up on Wednesday when they travel to the College of St. Mary in Omaha, Nebraska. We'll have that game for you on KDCR 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for this portion of our broadcast day. We're going to turn it back to the KDCR studios, jump into programming in progress, and we will check back in with you for the men's contest. That gets underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon. That will be Dort College taking on Mayville State in the fourth and final game of the day, game number 8 for the weekend, and we'll have that for you this afternoon in about 2 hours or so. Northwestern and Oak Hills Christian on the floor warming up for this contest. We'll be back in 2 hours. Thanks for joining me. Once again, our final score in women's play, Friends 72, Dort College 52.